I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, Doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we have a show this week that is a little off-kilter. But then it usually is, so that's not so unusual, I guess. Anyway, we have some things we want to talk about this week on the program. So hang in there. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I just love saying that. It's just so strange. I don't know why, but it just the way it rolls off your tongue. Broadcasters. Anyway. So we have some stuff for you in this pre-Christmas season. I mean, we're kind of right into the Christmas season, but we're not there yet. So we're pre-Christmas-ish. Yes. So the first item we have this week is from Saturday Night Live. Now, I don't have a lot of Saturday Night Live content on the blog, but I just couldn't pass this one up. Because, and by the way, the blog that I'm talking about, of course, is drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And Saturday Night Live did a thing for all us geeky folks on the Star Wars trailer that everybody's been talking about. But they got to thinking. All the old Star Wars characters are old. So what if we did a geezer Star Wars trailer? In other words, a trailer like it really should be for the old cast coming back. So it's quite odd. For instance, Luke Skywalker on a... Whoops, wrong direction. Let's do it this way. On a lightsaber walker. Yes, that's just as weird and wrong as you think it is. Anyway, it's quite odd. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and go to the blog. Click on the Hulu link, because it's on Hulu, and you will see it's just 2 minutes. 2 minutes of your time to be entertained by geezer Star Wars characters. How awesome is that? Okay? Also, you know that the internet is made up. The actual content, the actual firmament of the internet is made up of kitty GIFs. Yes. And of course, there needs to be more kitty GIFs to hold it all together. Yes. And besides, they're cute. How cute is a kitty GIF? Now, I know some of you call it GIFs, but the actual guy who created the GIF calls it GIF, so it's a GIF. And no, it's not the peanut butter. It's G-I-F dot J. G-I-F GIFs. And it stands for graphical image something. I don't know. Anyway, don't care. The point is, Gizmodo had an article by Chris Mills on YouTube now lets you make GIFs from the videos that you post on YouTube. So if you see a YouTube video, now yeah, it's in super alpha beta type, so only a few channels have it. I think only the PBS Idea channel currently has it. So if you find a kitty video there, which is unlikely, but if you do, then you can make a GIF out of it. How cool is that? A kitty video. And so to commemorate that, can't say it correctly, but anyway, I have on the blog, drbill.tv, a cute kitty GIF. Yes. And you didn't have to twist my arm to have a cute kitty GIF on the blog. I'm a fan of kitties. That drum roll from Fred. Fred, by the way, of course, is my imaginary friend. Fred has played the drum roll because it is time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week ties in to the last week Geek Software of the Week, we were talking a little bit about cloud storage. Well, let's say you have Dropbox and you have Google Drive and you have Box.com. You have all these in Amazon Web Services, all these different cloud places. And most of them will allow you to have a small amount, you know, depending on what it is, either 5 gig up to 100 gig in some cases, of free storage in their cloud service. What are you going to do with it? It's just a little bit. Well, this Geek Software of the Week is called Mult Cloud, not multi-cloud. If I had to guess, I'd say multi-cloud must have been taken. But Mult Cloud. Okay. And the way it works is it combines multiple cloud drives into one free app for managing files across cloud drives. Cool. What it does is this. It allows file transfer across cloud drives, helps you transfer files among multiple cloud storage services easily. For instance, moving files from Dropbox to OneDrive, which of course is Microsoft's cloud service, and then Cloud File Manager. Using Mult Cloud, you can use it like it were Windows Explorer, for instance. And it comes with all-in-one file management. Upload, download, cut, copy, paste, delete, rename, search, share, and so on. Dude. And then you can combine cloud spaces together into one service, so to speak. One app, anyway, on your computer. How cool is that? That's pretty neat. So there. So this is our Geek Software of the Week. Take it, use it, enjoy it. Yes. Also, Facebook is dumping Bing. Bing. What a name for a search engine. Bing. Yes. So you gotta love this. That Facebook of all people used to use Bing as a search engine for content. But now they have, you know, severed their relationship with Microsoft, and they are going to be incorporating a different kind of search into Facebook. So Facebook is dissing Bing. I love it, of course. Yes. So, next item. This is about upgrading to Firefox. What you may have seen if you went to any Yahoo properties lately, meaning places on the web belonging to Yahoo, which of course some of you are going, who? I know, a lot of people don't go to YouTube, Yahoo anymore. Not YouTube, they go to YouTube, but not Yahoo. Yahoo anymore. So, but if you happen to do so, you would have seen a little box, a little blurb that says, you need to upgrade to the new Firefox. Why? Because of an earlier story we had that indicated that Yahoo would be the official search engine for Firefox. And at the time I said, what? What? But at any rate, I'm sure money changed hands. But at any rate, so what Yahoo is doing, I keep wanting to say YouTube because Yahoo is not something I usually talk about. Yahoo. What they've done is they have posted a little thing there on all their various websites that say, upgrade to the new Firefox. Now, if you're using Internet Explorer, it would truly be an upgrade. I have no dispute with that whatsoever. Okay? But if you're using Chrome, what? It wouldn't necessarily be an upgrade. That wouldn't be bad. Don't get me wrong. I like Firefox pretty well. Matter of fact, I used Firefox exclusively before Chrome came along. Okay? But Chrome just does everything I need it to do. You know what I mean? So, I'm happy with it. Not going to move over to Firefox. Although I have Firefox installed and I use it for RSS feeds because I like the way it handles RSS feeds. Chrome just doesn't handle RSS feeds. And the reasoning is because Google used to have their own RSS feed reader. But they discontinued it. So they should put RSS feeds back into Chrome, or put it into Chrome for the first time because they didn't have it in there in the first place. But then I wouldn't have to use Firefox at all. Firefox at all. You see. So, I wish they'd fix that. Until then, I've got to use Firefox. So there you go. And finally, a geek culture item for the season that is truly worthwhile. Yes, splendid and worthwhile, as they said in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And that is this, the Weeping Angel tree ornament for the top of the tree. How cool is that? And as you can see here, it's a little creepy and weird. But hey, you know, if you're a geek and you want a Weeping Angel on top of your Christmas tree, that's a little creepy if you ask me for a Christmas tree. But highly geeky. You got to admit that. So I can think of, like, my nephew. My nephew is very odd and has a very dark and strange sense of humor. He would love this. He should actually have one if he doesn't already. So, I can think of a few people that would want this. Me, I'm not so sure I want a creeping weeping angel on top of my Christmas tree. You know, you'd be staring at it the whole time because you'd know if you blinked, it would get you. Yikes. So, no thank you for me, but I can think of a few people that would enjoy it. And people do tend to stand in front of a Christmas tree and just stare at it. So, long as they didn't blink, they'd be okay. Whoa. So anyway, that'll do it for this show. We're getting closer to Christmas. About time for me to start wearing the old Santa hat. Ha ha. That will be coming soon. Stay tuned to a Dr. Bill show near you for that. Until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.